Well, Tony, it's a massive week for the club, and Friday is sure to be a brilliant occasion to be involved in.
Yeah, look, it's I suppose it's exciting for all the players and staff involved, again, the club as well. But I think the young players will probably take a bit more notice of it this week than any other week. Look, it's great to be in the quarterfinals, and again, who knows, it's a once-off game. Who knows what can happen?
That's it. It's kind of a nice game to begin into. I mean, I think you probably see it as more of an opportunity to gain something rather than to lose something. So that's a nice mentality to be heading into a big game with.
Yeah, look, again, we're under no illusions. Cork are probably favourites for a reason. They're in the Premier Division. They're a full-time club. Look, we're at home. We have to take the advantage. We have to take advantage of that anyway. Again, who knows, once-off games, anything can happen. We've seen them over the years in all sports where the underdog comes through. But we have to get our work done in Cork first, and then, I suppose, nullify their strengths and play to our strengths as well. And look, again, can't see many, over the years, I don't think many clubs would like to come up to Finn Park, so we have to make it as difficult as we can for them as well.
For sure. You have been on a great run, which we might go into in a wee bit more detail in a minute, but have the preparations been different this week considering what's at stake on Friday?
Again, look, I suppose we haven't played against Cork this year. I know we played against them a couple of times last year, but we haven't played against them this year, and they have new players this year, so I suppose looking at it from that perspective, we've probably had to do a bit more analysis on them than we would of the other first division clubs, because look, you play the first division clubs four times a year, so yeah. After the first and second time, you get to know all the players in the games then. But like, you look through the Cork side, there's probably, I would say, probably 10, 12 of their squad weren't there last year, if not more. So again, getting to know their players, getting to know their strengths and weaknesses, again, that's one of them things. But no, look, again, we have to take it as it comes as well. We didn't really change anything in terms of training. We didn't, like, we still trained the same nights this week as we would any other week. So to that sense, there's not much has changed. But look, again, it's a different, I suppose it's a cup game and it's a quarter final. It's different to an ordinary league game.
Yeah, it'll be a big night for a lot of reasons. You obviously have to focus on the game of football. Cork City, they have been playing in the Premier Division football, but it looks like they'll be back in the First Division next year. Hasn't really worked out for them for one reason or another, and they've only won four league games all year. I know there'll be that respect, but there'll be no fear going into this game from a Harps point of view.
Look, again, you have to respect all the teams you play. Whether it's the team that's bottom of the First Division, whether it's a non-league club or a Premier Division club, you have to respect everyone. We're under no illusions that, look, they're a Premier Division club, albeit they might be at the bottom or of the league. We're sitting mid-table in the First Division, so obviously the standard of the Premier Division has gone higher. I know the standard of the First Division has gotten higher as well, but look, they're playing against very good sides every week. We know, like, they've had a decent bit of form there recently. I actually watched their game against Derry. They drew in the Brandywell. They've beat Waterford twice in the last few games as well. So look, we're under no illusions how good of a side they are. Like, they have an Irish international playing up front for them. And it's not as if he's at the end of his career, 37 or 38. He's still young enough to be playing. So we have to look after him as well. But no, look, we have to go into it with a bit of confidence as well. We can't be going in fearing the worst. Like, we have to get our preparations right, get our shape and everything right. And again, with hopefully there'll be a decent crowd to give us that extra boost as well.
You've got a nice mix in there at the minute, Tony. You've got the more experienced heads, maybe like yourself and Connor Turish. Some new signings have come in and done really well. Hansen Pongo, for one, has been a real spark, especially. And the young players have done really well.
Yeah, look, I think the start of the year, the squad we assembled at the start of the year, there probably wasn't enough experienced players in it. And I think over especially July, the signings that have come in, you look at the likes of Lorenzo, as you mentioned there, Hans, Adair, Kieran Cooney, Ibra, like there's plenty of players, Brogy, that has come in as well. There's players that have played a lot more senior games than the younger boys that were here. Again, different reasons why people move on and stuff like that there. But I think we've strengthened a lot since the new signings have come in. I think there's sort of an experience base down the middle. A lot of young players coming in as well that, again, have got international recognition in the last few weeks as well. And hopefully that continues. But it just goes to show you that there is a lot of talent in up around Donegal. And it doesn't go unnoticed then with the international teams then. If they're playing in a senior league, you've probably a better chance of playing than in the likes of academy teams and stuff like that there. Because night and day between playing senior football and playing academy level. So I think it has stood them in good step whenever they've moved up to international level too.
You were missing the youngsters last Friday, as you say, a few of them were away in international duty, as you do. You'll have them back this week. A lot could depend on how they respond to the big atmosphere on Friday.
Look, again, it's going to be different. They were playing away with the international teams. Probably, I would say, there wasn't many at the game, so there probably wasn't much of an atmosphere. But look, they're all well capable of playing it, I suppose, maybe even a higher level. You just don't know. It's about how they take to the occasion. I think there'll be a lot bigger crowd in Finn Park than there has been the last few years. I think there's a lot of optimism about the club now because we're on a decent run and because the young boys are getting a bit of international recognition too, that there will be a decent crowd at the game. Cork will probably bring a decent set of fans up as well. So look, it's going to be an interesting game, and hopefully we turn out in the end of it on the right side of it even.
Yeah, hopefully. As for the season as a whole so far, Tony, things have really gelled over the past couple of months. I was just looking at the results there, and there's only two defeats in there since the end of May. You've been in the thick of it for Finn Harps through the good days and bad, Tony. What do you put the recent upturn in form down to?
Look, it's hard to know. We were very unfortunate in a lot of games at the start of the year. We were actually, there's probably games at the start of the season where we actually played better than we are now. But I think we're getting a bit when you're on a decent run, you seem to get a bit more luck. And the ball seems to drop in the right areas, and maybe the ball drops in the wrong side of the post then at the other side. We were very, very, very good at the start of the year in a few games, and we just weren't punishing the teams then. And we were getting punished in the opposite end. So in that sense, it's hard to know what way you would put it down to. But I always say whenever you're on form, you seem to have a bit more luck than you're off it. And I just think the signings that have come in June, July have really helped us and I suppose give us a more solid base in the down the middle as well.
So the cup this week and then getting into a semi-final would be a massive boost to the rest of the league campaign as well. At this stage, momentum could be huge and a win on Friday could potentially have a knock-on effect into the last six league games as well. And, who knows where you could end up if you get into them playoffs.
Oh, well, that's it. Look, we've discussed it at length. A lot of the players here, we've discussed it at length how important the cup has been for us. I think the games against UCD and Bray have, I suppose, pushed us on. They've given us a lot of confidence that we can actually beat those teams. And then whenever you play against them in the league, then you have you have beat them already. It's not as if you're going in fearing for the worst. Whereas if you were to be put out in the first round and you didn't really have anything to play for, the season just drags on. So at least we're fighting on two fronts now at the minute. We have the cup game this week and we have a run of fixtures then that can possibly put us into the playoffs, and there's a bit of optimism there this year. And I suppose in other years, the last lock of games sort of petered out and there was nothing to play for. Whereas at least this year we have a cup run. I think it's 2013 or 2014 the last time the club was in a semi-final of a cup. It's what, 1999 since the last time the club were in a cup final, and it's interesting to say the least. There's a bit of optimism there amongst the group of players and the board and everything, and hopefully the Friday night the result goes right for us.
Lastly, Tony, these nights at Finn Park have been, as you say, few and far between over the last few years. It's a massive game. You'd love to see it packed to the rafters and get a big crowd behind the team on Friday.
I've played in games at Finn Park that's been a sellout. You look at the playoff games and the games against the area, it's a big help whenever the crowds, I suppose, when the crowd get on your side. Like they do give you, they're like an extra player. They give you that extra boost. And again, if the crowd can get out and support us, it'd be great. We'll try and entertain them as best we can. But as long as we get through to the next round of the Cup, I don't really care what kind of entertaining they get.
Good man, Tony. Appreciate your time and best of luck on Friday, all right?
Cheers, Mark. Thanks.